The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at the El Dorado Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending all your inquiring emails sent to us from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received emails from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from France, from Baja California, from Australia, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here, and they're both hungry and thirsty, and they'll be pouring wine as we speak. Tonight, my guests are two. I have Martine Jordan, who is the general manager here at the restaurant, and then on the phone from Wente, which is up in the Northern California area, which we'll talk about a little bit more. It's in Livingston, in case you're interested in the town where they're located, from Wente Brothers, or Wente Vineyards, I should say, and that would be Carl Wente is going to be my guest this evening in just a couple minutes. If you're just starting to discover wine or working in the industry, Wines du Jour give you information you can use so you can at least enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal. If we have an offer of great information about food and wine and pairing of each Thursday for the last several years, and we're continuing to do so with Wines du Jour's special offering. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. If you need to know, we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages known to man. Absolute fact, folks. Wines du Jour and Wine Radio broadcasts are distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We're available also on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass because wine is bottled poetry. Me love that. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk to the gentleman that's in charge of winemaking for Wente Winery. He's on the phone, and I'm hoping he's there. Carl, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good, good, Carl. This is Carl Wente. He's the vice president of winemaking for Wente Vineyards, which is located in Livingston, California. And I just want to mention, if you're familiar with the San Francisco Bay Area, if you're looking at a map and you see San Francisco and the Bay Area, and if you go from San Francisco due east on the other side of that bay for about 40 miles, I think, you'll come to a beautiful town called Livingston, and that's where Wente is located. It's a lot of fun there, and let me tell you, Wente has done a beautiful job. We're going to be talking with Carl now. I've got him on the phone, but I want to mention a couple things that I like about Wente. I've been there many times over the years, really like it. And a friend of mine from Australia built a golf course for Wente Vineyards. Can you believe that? Nope, not just for the employees. Anybody can play it. And that would be, of course, the Shark, Greg Norman. Beautiful golf course and a great winery. Carl, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to spend some time with us this evening and tell us a little bit about the great wines that we're about to taste, which incidentally, before we talk, I need to tell everybody that we have three wines like we always do. The first wine that they're pouring as we speak is Chardonnay. The second wine is Pinot Noir, which is one of my favorite varietals, and they do a beautiful job with it. We'll talk about that when the time comes. And then the third, but not the last, of the wines is Cabernet Sauvignon. So Wente's done a great job. Carl White, the vice president of marketing, winemaking is here, and we've got to go to a break, Carl. So if you can hang on for just a couple moments, I'll get back with you then. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada at the El Dorado Cantina. Be right back.
Oh, Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with a big announcement. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Don't miss this classic modern-day Western set along Highway 395 in California. It's an action thriller with some romance, too. You can own Highway 395 today by going to my brand-new website, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Get my new movie, Highway 395, and check out my new website, FredDreyer.co.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
CRN listeners, don't forget What's Cooking in Wine with certified wine educator and master sommelier Michael Jordan, coming your way every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Find out about the latest trends in wine, food, and the good lifestyle. And by the way, Michael Jordan can talk to those of you that are really into wine and those that are maybe just discovering wine. The great educator, Michael Jordan, and What's Cooking on Wine, Friday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific on CRN.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here. And I need to correct something before we talk with Carl Wente, who is the vice president of winemaking there. I called the town that they're in incorrectly. The town is Livermore. Okay, now you know where it is, right? Okay, very good. Carl, thank you very much again for taking your time to spend with us. And let's talk a little bit about Wente overall. Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys do on a daily basis?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you for having me, and thank you for correcting it. Livermore, my home and my family's been in Livermore Valley since 1883, and we're the oldest family-owned and operated winery in the country. Same family, same winery, same location, and thanks to the Catholic Church, we managed to survive Prohibition. And so now we are 100% estate grown, and we have about 2,000 acres in the Livermore Valley and then also 1,000 acres down in Arroyo Seco in Monterey County, just south of the Santa Lucia Highlands.
Boy, that's a beautiful – you've got two great spots, so you couldn't pick any better than that. That's why your wines are all making all kinds of noise. Everybody across the country that maybe doesn't already know the Wente label, they do now because it's really grown very, very well. And you guys are known mostly, not that the others aren't, but mostly because of your Chardonnay. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the Chardonnay, I mean, we are the Wente clone of Chardonnay, makes up about 80% of all plantings of California Chardonnay. And my great-great-grandfather was the first graduating class at UC Davis in 1912. He got cuttings from his professors via University of Montpellier. We planted them in Livermore, and then people would come to our ranch in Livermore to take cuttings and plant their own vineyards going forward. So really sort of have a great history there and something that my family has been part of since its real sort of California inception more than 100 years ago.
Well, now, this Chardonnay happens to be exceptionally tasty, I think, and very, very food-friendly. The food will be out here in about 10 minutes, folks, so don't think we forgot it. It normally doesn't come out until about quarter after the hour. So, but I just wanted to mention that this Chardonnay is not 100% Chardonnay. They have added a little bit of Gewürztraminer, that's a good old German grape, to it, 2% only. But it's enough to really, I think, make the Chardonnay taste even that much better. Do you agree with that, or what was the reasoning behind adding a little bit of Gewürz?
Absolutely. I love that you noticed that. And so this is our Riva Ranch single vineyard Chardonnay from our single vineyard down in Arroyo Seco. And it's predominantly barrel fermented. And so the Wente clone of Chardonnay tends to be very fruit forward. And then down in Arroyo Seco, very rich soil. There's a lot of row crops and vegetables right next door to our ranch is really indication of the richness of the soil. And then a long growing season. And so we barrel ferment only about 40 to 50% new barrels. And so I want barrels to really add a nice richness, and I want barrels to augment the fruit flavors and the fruit characteristics themselves. And then that 2% Gewurztraminer really helps to elevate and augment the beautiful natural fruit flavors of Chardonnay.
Absolutely. And you know what? This has got some great acidity to it, and it's one of my wife's favorite Chardonnays because it's buttery. And, you know, all Chardonnays are not buttery, but this one is just the acidity and the little vanilla, a little oakiness to it makes it a very, very tasty Chardonnay. I have to give you a lot of credit for that.
Well, thank you so much. That is, you know, always in pursuit of balance with the acidity, but this is designed to unabashedly be a California style of Chardonnay. So with the barrel fermentation, the surly aging to build that richness, like you said, the characteristics from the oak, the characteristics from the butter and the malolactic fermentation. But at the end of the day, there's no separating or taking away from the fruit source in this beautiful art of winemaking. And so having those 1,000 acres that my family has had since 1962 down in Arroyo Seco, where we were really pioneers of Monterey County. And when my grandfather and great-grandfather purchased our ranch down there in Monterey County, there's maybe 100 acres of grapes in the whole place. And now there's like 80,000 acres of grapes down there. So they really have some great insight into places where Chardonnay thrives.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the good things is the terroir. We talk about terroir here on Wines du Jour, and the terroir there, which means a combination of things. Maybe I should explain that. Terroir, if you were to break it down to the individual things that it's claimed to be, because it's a single word, it's how hot the vineyard might get during the summertime, how cold it might get, how wet it might get, how dry it might get, how windy it might get, all the different factors, not to mention the nutrition in the soil and so on. All those together, the French have decided to call it terroir. And we've picked that up, and everybody in the whole world calls it terroir now, rather than go through all those different things. So we know that it has to do with the wine based on farming. And folks, please, if you don't already know, don't forget, and that is that winemaking and wine is a farm product. If it wasn't for the great farming that people like Carl and his staff do, we wouldn't have a good bottle of wine. And you can prove it by going back in history when they first discovered grapes and started making juice and fermenting it and making wine out of it. The taste then compared to now is like, gasoline and water. There's a whole lot of difference, you know.
Absolutely true. And my family are 100% farmers. And I got to meet my great-grandfather, and I can remember him saying, if you take care of the soil, it'll take care of you. And that really, like you said, managing all things that go into how you're growing the grapevine, how you're managing the nutrition of the soil, how you're managing your trellis, when you pick to get those best flavors coming off the vine. So we are definitely farmers at heart and tied to the land, and that's really what I think is the best part of my job, is that we have 2,000 acres in Livermore, 1,000 in Arroyo Seco, but we are with the land every day, every season. So it's a real joy.
That's very good. And this is such a nice, well-balanced Chardonnay. I mean, this is one of the reasons, and I mentioned this earlier, and I'm just going to say it again, that Chardonnay is not the best food wine that you can buy, generally speaking, because most Chardonnay wines are not really food-friendly. There are more people consume Chardonnay than any other wine in the whole world, number two being Cabernet Sauvignon. But Chardonnay, if it's not that great, you can't put it with food. You can't do anything. But most people just sit around and drink it, if you know what I mean. It was kind of a patio.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but that's why I appreciate your compliment about the acidity and making sure that the fruit is there. Right, because that's what really helps to make a wine be able to pair better with fruit. With food is that acidity and those fruit characteristics. And so, while this is barrel fermented, has a richness to it. I'm always looking for elegance as well, right? Not too just big over the top anything, but something that can be part of your meal, part of life. I love what was said when I was holding on the line, but it literally is bottled poetry. And so I want each sip to be an enjoyment of the artistic expression that's part of my family's culture, my family's land, and the winemaking practices that have been passed down to me now as a fifth-generation winemaker.
Well, one of the things that we talk about here on Wines du Jour every week is the amount of alcohol based on each bottle of wine. And our concept, or at least my concept, and I hope you agree with me, is the higher the alcohol percentage, the less friendly it is to pair with wine. So we talk about the old days, the percentage was around 11 or 12%. Now it's 13.5% to 16.5%. In this case, for your Chardonnay, it's 14.5%. And as you say, the acidity is something that really makes this wine shine. And that's something I think everybody should know.
Yeah, and so for me, the actual what the number is for that alcohol is less important than how it feels and how the wine acts in your mouth. And so, you know, when we make wines and the expression of the wine that I want to have out there, I don't want the alcohol to be a lead role in anything. And
true.
Then so I want it to be playing behind. So you have the fruit, you have the oak, you have the surly aging, you have the acidity, and obviously the alcohol is there. But if the alcohol is too present, then I feel like I've missed my mark as a winemaker. And so with that Riva Ranch Single Vineyard Chardonnay, we've had a few vintages that were above 14, but most of them fall right around that 13.7, 13.8. Because that's really where we feel like it makes the best wine and the best expression of our single vineyard in Arroyo Seco.
Well, you mentioned earlier that your wines are all 100% estate grown. And would you like to explain to us what estate grown is, or do you want me to?
I'll take a first stab at it, and you can go from there. But ultimately, estate grown means the grapes are farmed by the winemaker, by the group that is making the wine. And so, in this case, we own all of the land that's going in. In some few cases, we have some long-term leases on the land, so don't outright own it. But we control the farming, and so we take every action from when you prune, to when you shoot thin, to when you leaf remove, to when you cluster thin, to when you do tunneling to get better sunlight into those grapes, and then very importantly, when you harvest to pull them off of the vine. So I love my job because we don't have a grower relations department in our business because everything reports up to me. So I oversee all of the vineyards and the winemaking team. I really just instill the philosophy that we are all winemakers. We are all taking that soil through the grapevine, through the berry, through the yeast and the winemaking process into a beautiful sip of wine. So it really is a special place for what we do.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I talked about earlier is pairing food with wine. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the food that they have paired with it here. The chef has done a beautiful job putting together a little food for us to taste to go along with the Chardonnay. And believe it or not, I know we're in a Mexican restaurant called the El Dorado Cantina, but let me tell you, this is one of the best tacos I've ever had in my life. This has got shredded pork. Oh, it's just excellent. I wish you were here to taste it, Carl. It's just perfect, and it goes so well with your Chardonnay. So I don't know if we can ask for anything more than that for our first little set with wine here on Wines du Jour tonight.
Yeah, I am jealous to hear about that. And, you know, one of my favorite things in life is doing wine dinners or wine pairings where the chefs usually, you know, inevitably bring their A game to the table to pair with an art form that I've already created, right? So the blood, sweat, and tears is done as it relates to the wine, but then you get to see what a fellow artist who uses flavors and textures and aromas and acidity and just everything that comes through. So I love seeing what awesome chefs do to pair with our family's wine. So I wish I were there.
Well, Carl, I want to mention something about tasting dinners that you're talking about, wine tasting dinners. I have to tell you my experience, and I've been doing this for more than I'd like to say over 30 something years. I was started out when I was only three, so I've been doing it for an awful long time. But the point is, most wine dinners, unfortunately, and this is not the case of Wente, because Carl, as you can tell, knows what he's doing and he's willing to share it. And what I'm saying is that most wine pairing dinners is they have someone that representing the winery at the dinner, and what they do is consume the dinner and say, thanks a lot, I hope you like the wines, and leave. where Carl gets up along with some of the other professionals that go to the wine dinners and tell you all about the wine and why it goes with the food that you're tasting and so on, and make it a little more information for you, the consumer, so that you can run out and do it, or maybe duplicate the food at home along with the bottle or a glass of that particular wine. Do you agree with that, Carl?
I absolutely do, and it's one of the things I enjoy doing most is exactly that. And anytime I'm doing a wine dinner or wine pairing, I get up, and the first thing I say is, I'm so happy to be here because I'm on the same sensory journey, sensory odyssey that you all are. And yes, I know my wines better than anybody else in this world. That said, what chef brings to the table changes everything because the flavors, the textures, and the pairings that come in. And so I love being part of it. I love educating on wine, but I also love the fact that you said no snobbery, no nothing, right? Keep it simple. And wine is of culture. It's part of who we are as a
Carl, we've got to go. Carl, we've got to go to a break. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt you, but we've got to go to a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and you can finish your story if you don't mind. Be back in just a moment, folks.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't-miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row Best Italian Restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
He sounds like Neil Diamond, acts like him, looks like him. By the end of the show, you will believe. Your concert connection, the showroom at South Point, presents Neil Diamond, the Tribute, starring Rob Garrett. Playing now, my lady. Solid gold hits. Just the way Neil Diamond performed them. December 1st and 2nd. Tickets at the box office, online at SouthPointCasino.com, or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Neil Diamond, the Tribute, starring Rob Garrett at the South Point.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Boy, we're having a great time here. This taco is just about as good as you could possibly get. I don't care if you're in Mexico or not, but I can tell you it doesn't get any better than this right here. This pork is cooked absolutely perfect. It just melts in your mouth, and that's a good thing. And then when you top it with some of this Suente Chardonnay, now you know what pairing food and wine is really, really all about. Before we get back into your story, Carl, that you were talking about, I want to interrupt by saying something that I think I know a little bit about you, and that is that you not only are dedicated to making the best wine possible, but you're also a musician, which, of course, I am as well. The difference is I'm a trumpet player, and you're a guitar player. Am I not correct?
You are very much correct, and I love spending time with my guitar. It's actually, I just landed in Phoenix, and I have my guitar with me, my old Larrabee, and I love writing, and I play a lot of different styles, and right now I'm the rhythm guitar player in sort of an outlaw country band, and with Wolf Hamlin and the Front Porch Drifters, but I just absolutely love the catharsis of sitting around making music with friends, and this might be shocking to everybody out there, but musicians, as a general rule, they really like wine. And so I love just coming over to my house, popping corks, hanging out, eating good food, pairing good food, but then also pairing songs that we've written with the wines and the food all the way through. So it's a great joy
That's
of my
good.
Life.
Sometimes that makes it easier to come up with the words to go with the music, doesn't it?
It certainly can. Inspiration comes in many ways, shapes, and forms. But, as you said, wine is of culture, and it breeds good conversation, and it breeds creativity, both of which are good things.
And my slogan here on Wines is Yours is that wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. And I think that's an absolute fact. And I don't know of anybody that's disagreed with me yet. And I've been trying this for a long time.
Well, I'm in 100% alignment with you.
I just wanted to talk a little bit more real quickly about the Chardonnay. And the only reason is that your Chardonnay is not only one of the specific wines that you really spend a lot of time and effort with when you planted the vineyards. The way you take care of them, the things that we talked about in the farming situation, really make a difference in the end result. And you can plant great grapes in the wrong location, and you'll never get a good bottle of wine. That's what the terroir that I talked about earlier, how important that is. So people like Carl and other winemakers, when they get ready to expand their vineyards, they check around if they find the land that has the ability to be a vineyard, they also check it to see about what the terroir is in that particular piece of ground, and that may or may not make the decision on whether they're going to take it and plant it or whether they're just going to pass. Because, boy, there's a lot of vineyards in the wrong places, if you know what I mean. Do you agree with that?
No, I 100% do, and that's one of the things of being now 130-plus years of farming in the same spot. That's pushing upwards of 5 or 6 generations of vineyards, and I'm really standing on the shoulders of giants that have figured out which varietal works best in each of the little microclimates within our own vineyards. And ultimately, Cabernet Sauvignon does not like clay. It likes gravel, but Merlot does okay with heavier clay content. Chardonnay is okay there, but Sauvignon Blanc is more like Cabernet and wants the clay. And so it's really just aligning the soils and then making sure you're planting in a place that has the, sort of a very narrow climatic range that is inevitably coastal or maritime in some way. And so it's really the generations before me that have helped to figure out what grows best where, and I'm the lucky recipient of all of those, and only now really getting into sort of planting some of my own vineyards over the last 10 years and seeing how they're coming onto their own. But ultimately, the first thing I do is call my Uncle Phil, who has just a sort of a great memory and a great knowledge of the valley and history and figuring out all those best places to plant. So I'm in violent agreement with you there.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you do. One thing that I'd like to mention before we go away from the Chardonnay is that the Rio Seco area in Monterey that you have is just about as good an area to grow Chardonnay as there is. Do you not agree with that?
I 100% do. And that said, there are lots of amazing places to grow Chardonnay, from damn near the Okanagan Valley in Canada to the Guadalupe Valley in Mexico. And it's just really finding the right spot in there. And so, we make an amazing Chardonnay from Livermore, which is about 70 miles north. And I love a bunch of different regions through California. for a Chardonnay. But ultimately, when we get into the Pinot, which is coming next, this is where I get a little bit more biased, is I think that Arroyo Seco and Santa Lucia Highlands in Monterey County are among the best places in California to grow Pinot Noir. And I know.
Okay, I want to hold. If you'll stop right there, we've got to go to a break. We'll talk more about Pinot Noir, which is my favorite varietal. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet with Wines du Jour here at the El Dorado Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. The man who invented Christmas hits theaters November the 22nd, this PG-rated family film tells the story of the journey that led Charles Dickens to write A Christmas Carol. Dan Stevens stars as Charles Dickens and says this about the film.
So mischievous about the creation of Scrooge anyway, that this is like the ultimate archetype of the sort of greedy miser. You know, that role itself has transcended the book even. To have come up with that character, Dickens must have been pretty pleased with himself.
Yeah. For interviews and more, head to mungleshow.com or follow me on Twitter at The Mungle.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
He sounds like Neil Diamond, acts like him, looks like him. By the end of the show, you will believe. Your concert connection, the showroom at South Point, presents Neil Diamond, the Tribute, starring Rob Garrett.
Playing now, my lady.
Solid gold hits. Just the way Neil Diamond performed them. December 1st and 2nd. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Neil Diamond, the Tribute, starring Rob Garrett at the South Point.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. I had several people ask during the break, how much is the Chardonnay? It sounds so wonderful. And believe it or not, it's just $22 a bottle. That is I think, extremely reasonable. And Carl, if you wanted to raise your prices, you could certainly do it and nobody would complain. Oh, everybody said don't do it, though.
constant battle of making good affordable prices, price wines, but I agree with you. You go pound for pound in price, against price points, that is an exceptional bottle of wine.
Right. Well, one thing about the Chardonnay now, we talked about it being at Riva Ranch, and also we're starting now to talk about Pinot Noir, as I mentioned, my favorite varietal of all time. And this comes also from the Riva Ranch. Am I correct?
Yes, it is the same single vineyard down there that, again, my family bought in the early 60s, just south of Santa Lucia Highlands. And now we are farming in Pinot Noir clones 114, 115, 667, 777, Pommard 828, clone 1, and, what would the last one be? I think clone 77. And so we use each of those different clones, farm them separately, make the wine separately, and we try and get them blended right after New Year's, after we figure out how each one does, get them blended as a whole, and then it goes to barrel for about 18 months. 100% French oak, but only about 30% new barrels.
Wow, unbelievable. That sounds great. It sounds simple sitting here, but it's not simple to do, I know, especially just working with the grapes before they come off the vine is a real art. And that's where the farming comes in, and that's where the farmers need to get a little more credit other than the beautiful-looking label sitting on the shelf in the retail store. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, it is out there in the dirt in the field, and the number of days that I'm up before the sun comes up to get down to these Arroyo Seco vineyards. But it starts in the vineyard. You know, it's almost a cliche to say it starts in the vineyards, but ultimately it does. And I love the fact that you brought up terroir. And ultimately, and then you brought up terroir, and you said terroir means almost everything about the vineyard itself, but it really does. And so all of the things that you do, your soil, even your practices and your row direction and your trellis and your rootstock and everything, but it is definitely starts in the vineyard, and it's the most key component of it.
Well, you know, we talked earlier about the Chardonnay, and I failed to mention that it's a 2016 vintage that we're talking about, but the Pinot Noir that we're starting to taste, which also has 14.5% alcohol, just to make the comment, is a 2014. And that means it's had a little taste. I come up with some licorice, a little bit of cherry, some toasted oak. It's very crispy. The tannin is good. What can you say about it?
No, I think you nailed it. I just want to have that amazing expression of that Pinot Noir perfume, right? It's really tough to say, right? There's a little bit of a forest floor, almost like a pine. There's a little bit of a mushroom thing in there, but then very much that cherry and darker fruit flavors. And again, you get the toasty oak that comes through, and that's really the Francois Ferrer barrels that I use along with Louis Latour and some others to add a little backup to the amazing fruit flavors that come through.
Well, this retails for about $30, which I think is, again, very, very reasonable for the quality of the wine. And this has we talk about long lingering finishes on wine, which I think we're going to use when we come up with a Cabernet next. But this doesn't have a long lingering finish. This has a fruity lingering finish, and you can taste that fruit long after you swallowed it, and that's a beautiful thing. Did you do that on purpose, or did it just happen?
I mean, you want to work with what the vineyards give you, and ultimately Arroyo Seco does have ample acidity, which you obviously brought up many times earlier. It helps to carry that wine on your palate and have it be there. And then you also don't over oak a wine. Like, I never want to have a wine that's too oaky, because you want it to augment the fruit, and so the fruit is what remains on your tongue, on your palate, and want you to sort of want to lean back in and to get more of that. And so it's all just part of the continuation and the decisions that we make on the winemaking process. You know, to fundamentally make the most yummy wine possible. That's my technical term in winemaking. If you're in doubt, go with the one that's most yummy.
Right. Well, I find a little tobacco on this, as well as you mentioned cherry, but I also kind of taste a little bit of licorice. Are you correct? Am I right or no?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You can get that anise note coming through, and that's where you get some of those sort of dried spices, ground spices, and or the more fresh with the anise or the licorice showing through. And so it is just a lot of diversity. And then when you age a wine, you know, 2014, that was a great vintage for us. It wasn't huge yielding vintage, but the quality was exceptional. And then, so that wine has that bottle bouquet. It has development of some of those cool, interesting flavors and aromatics that'll come when a wine spends two or three years in a bottle.
Well, you know, the first wine, we had a little pork that I thought was just absolutely outstanding to go with it. Now, the second wine, which is the Pinot Noir that we're tasting as we speak, they just brought out the second pairing, and the chef has just kind of showed, he's kind of bragging a little bit here. He's taken some refried beans and put on a tortilla, and then he's taken some chicken that he's slow roasted and put that on top of it with a little bit of cheese and a little bit of a greenery, if you will. And boy, I have to tell you, that goes so well with that Pinot Noir that it's really hard to believe. So, again, we're doing really well with the pairings here at El Dorado Cantina, but we're mostly enjoying Wente's products. They make, how many different varietals do you make?
God, we're farming about 30 different varietals of grapes between Arroyo Seco and Livermore. So it's quite a range, and that gives really some amazing tools when it comes to blending.
Yeah, well, we've got to go to a break again. I'm sorry to hold you up, Carl, but when we come, can you hang on for a little bit later when we come back, or do you have to go?
I got one more segment in if you got it. If you want to, get through the Cabernet.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
We're talking with Carl Wente, the winemaker, fifth generation, I might add. In fact, Wente has been in the business since 1883, the longest continuous operating winery in America. Unbelievable, but true. There are other people that say they've been here forever, they were the first, etc. They haven't been in the business continuously. This one's been in the business since it first started, during the Depression and after. And that says an awful lot for a winemaker, because people enjoyed the wine. It didn't all go to church during the Prohibition, like
during
they said.
During Prohibition, a little bit slipped out the back door, I'm sure, but don't tell anybody.
Exactly. Well, we've been talking about the River Ranch. That's R-I-V-A, River Ranch, not River Ranch. River Ranch, single vineyard, Pinot Noir from Arroyo Seco in Monterey. And I have to tell you, it is delicious. It's $30 retail, 14.5% alcohol, and again, the vintage is 2014. This taco that I mentioned before we went to the break, a chicken taco with Pinot Noir, just doesn't sound right. But boy, it tastes beautiful together. And part of the reason, believe it or not, is the refried beans that are also on this taco. Sounds pretty simple, but it makes an awful lot of difference when it comes to taste and flavor. So the chef knows what he's doing, and of course, Winty knows what they're doing. You put the two together, you've had a real nice experiment with some really great wines. And so far, the Chardonnay is great, the Pinot is great, and now we're going to start talking about the third and final wine, which is the Cabernet Sauvignon from Charles Wetmore. Could you tell us a little bit about Charles Wetmore Vineyard and so on?
Yeah, the Charles Wetmore Vineyard is in this beautiful gravelly alluvial fan that runs right up towards where the Greg Norman designed golf course is, out by where our restaurant is. And then so out on that single vineyard, we also have planted a little Malbec, a little Petit Sirah, a little Petit Verdot. And as I said earlier, we're always about blending, and so it's rare that I'll have 100% Cabernet, because you're allowed to blend up to 25% of other varietals. And so it's really those gravelly soils and then picking at the right time. And then similar to the Pinot Noir, this is 100% French oak aged, but only about 30 to 40% new barrels, because I don't want too much new expression of oak showing up. I want it to augment the beautiful fruit flavors, the richness. There's a cassis, there's a cocoa note in there. You know, there's even a little bit of a black tea note that shines through that really showcases what Cabernet is, and especially Cabernet from the Livermore Valley.
Well, this is a very full-bodied, spicy. I like the spiciness of this Cabernet. But the thing that I like is it has kind of, I would call it strong tannins. Strong tannins means that it goes so much better with food. Now, we haven't had the food come out yet that's going to go with the Cabernet. In fact, I don't think they poured the Cabernet as we speak, but you're in for a real treat. This Cabernet retails for about $30 a bottle, which is extremely reasonable for Cabernet Sauvignon. It's 14.5% alcohol, and it is a 2014 vintage. And as Carl mentioned, the soil in that area happens to be, you know, I guess you would call it what?
It's a gravelly soil.
Well, this is just a tasty Cabernet Sauvignon. You know, it's the second most popular consumed wine in the whole world, not just in America, but all over the world, following Chardonnay. But the Cabernet Sauvignon goes with so many things. You know, you can do barbecue, you can do grilling, you can do baking, you can do broiling, you can do frying, you can do meat of all kinds, whether it's a red meat or even with chicken, depends on how you put it. And one of the things I want to mention before I forget, and that is that when you're trying to pair wine with food, if there is a sauce involved in that particular food, try to pair the wine with the sauce and forget about the food, so to speak. So if you have a little sauce, let's say as an example, you might have a little blue cheese sauce to go with the steak, just as an example. You could try to pair the Cabernet Sauvignon with the blue cheese sauce as opposed to with the steak, and you'll find that you're happier as an end result. Do you agree with that, or do you have any hints that you might want to share?
No, I think you hit it on the head, and it just really depends. And like my philosophy is there's no rules to any of it except for what tastes good to you, the person that's enjoying it. And so, you know, to have a ribeye steak with nothing but a little salt and ground pepper, that Cabernet is going to do beautifully. But then you put a mushroom sauce, a mushroom reduction, it's going to do well. The blue cheese made my mouth water. I love blue cheese. You can see how that could flow through as well. And it really just changes the dynamic and the dance of what's going on in your mouth. So it covers a wide range, as you said. And that's really the beauty of coastal, thoughtfully made wines. And the coastal side of it really leans to the fact that there's good acidity in all of those wines. Different levels, but good acidity allows them to pair well with a wide range of foods.
I think that's exactly right and well said. You know, one of the beautiful things about finding something that pairs well is enjoying the consequences, if you will. So if you are coming into discovering wine, so to speak, try to discover that there's more than just Chablis wine that you might have at your local restaurant or bar or sports lounge, and find out all the different varietals that are available, and you'll be amazed at how much different kinds of food that you can pair with a particular wine. In other words, you don't have to just simply say that, oh, red wine is only for red meat and white wine is only for white meat. That ain't true, folks. Never has been, never will be. But the good part is we've discovered that about 80 or 90 years ago, and we're getting better at it each and every year. Carl, we've got to go to a break again. If you hold on one more time, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your combination that you put together with a little bit of Petit Verdot, a little Petit Syrah to go with the Cabernet. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1963,
1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurants.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Welcome back to Wine Sejour. We're having a good time here. We're at the El Dorado Cantina in Las Vegas, and boy, let me tell you, the food here is superb. They just delivered the third tasting to go with the Cabernet Sauvignon, and this plate is just overflowing with great food. This is a whole meal. We're supposed to only have 3 to 5 bites of food to go with our wine tasting, and they just went crazy. They love us, and we love them. Before we went to the break, I mentioned about long, fruity tasting for the Pinot Noir, but here we have long, lingering finish with this Cabernet Sauvignon. And Carl Wente, could you tell us a little bit about your cab? It is delicious.
Thank you so much. And it really is about the vineyards that it comes from. And then, like you mentioned before the break, there's a little Petit Verdot and Petit Syrah blended in. And both of those add some nice structure to the wine, but ultimately want to make it so they don't show up aromatically, right? We want the Cabernet to smell like Cabernet and just augment them with that blend, with the blending grapes. And then, again, that's the 20 to 22 months in barrel. 100% French oak, and then only about 30% new in there to really augment that beautiful fruit. And you can see in the color in your glass, you see the beauty of the color in your glass there. And all I can say is, I wish I was eating those bites of food with you and drinking that wine with you.
I wish you were here as well. Let me ask you a question about the aging in oak. You mentioned with all three wines, French oak, some new, some used. You haven't mentioned, and apparently you don't use American oak. Is that the way it is?
Actually, on the Chardonnay, there is some American oak in there. But on the reds, it's 100% French. And really, with that Riva Ranch Chardonnay, we find that the flavors of the American oak work best. And on the Cabernet and the Pinot Noir, find that French oak works best. So I don't work by any rules. Any preconceived notions. It's just about chasing beauty, chasing elegance, and making wines that showcase our wonderful, sustainably farmed, estate-grown vineyards.
Oh, boy, you've done a great job. The black fruit in this wine, this Cabernet Sauvignon, is just delightful. It's full-bodied, it's bold, it's everything that you would like to have from a Cabernet, but it's also food-friendly, and that's the thing that I think is something that you have been able to make happen. It is not a natural thing to happen without a little bit of help, or at least a little bit of guidance when it comes to taking it out of the field and then ending up with it in the bottle. But boy, this goes so well with the food that we have here, and I can only imagine so many other great things that this Cabernet would go well with us at the same time.
Yeah, again, I wish I were there, and I thank you for the compliment, because it really is one of my guiding lights or statements that I always say is, execution is the chariot of genius. And right, you've got to do the tasks at hand to pick the grapes at the right time, the right temperature, the right fermenter, all of those things that go in, and we're crafting high art all the way through the process. And it's the ultimate slow cooking, where it's 20, 24, 26, 28 months later, after we pick that fruit, do you get to pop that cork and enjoy the wine. So it's really rewarding to see how things progress and to see what shows up.
Boy, I have to tell you, the Chardonnay, the Pinot Noir, and the Charles Wetmore Cabernet Sauvignon have all been delightful. Wente is the winery that you need to remember, and that we've got to go. I want to thank you for listening to Wines is Your Food and Wine Show here at the El Dorado Cantina Restaurant. Wines is Your continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. And you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time at this very same station, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the shows listed 24/7. We're always always looking for more and more listeners to pass the word and give them the time of the station in your particular area to listen to the show. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my website, leskincaid.com, or for my current updates and listen to a previous broadcast 24/7, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank everybody that's been on the show this evening. Carl Wente has been just a delightful, and I'm glad he was able to spend this with us.